very weak.
因为今天呢，很不巧，我的嗓子就哑了。
And so I had to have Jazz help me in my class this morning.
我早晨的英语课呢是 Jazz 姊妹带的。
But the good timing is that Mike is here to help us with the preaching today, so I don't have to talk very much.
那更好的时间点是刚好麦克弟兄来了，能够代替 Harold 弟兄来讲这个下面的时间的课，就不用担心他嗓子哑。
And you're all the very good singers, so I don't even have to sing very much.
你们都是很好的歌唱者，所以我们唱这两首圣诗，你们自己就能唱。
So anyway, good to see everybody today.
高兴见到大家。
We're going to sing Jesus Christ is the way.
我们一起来唱这一首，耶稣基督是道路。
3 weeks. Do we have anybody here today who's 5 weeks?
我们有五次来五次的能给你一本圣经。
Very good. Lord bless you. Very good, Vicky. All right. It's Easter time.
啊，这是复活节的时间。
The question is, what happened?At Easter.
问题是复活节发生了什么呢？
Okay, and you'll remember that the Lord Jesus Christ went to the cross. He died on the cross at Easter.
你要记得耶稣基督上了十字架，他在复活节的周五死在十字架上。
And the good news is that 3 days later he rose again.
好消息是三天以后他就复活了。
So many pieces of music.Have tried to describe that simple story, and that's what we're going to sing now. This is the story of Easter.
很多的圣诗呢，讲了这个很简单但是很美的故事，就是复活节的故事。比如说黑板上这一个。
It says the Savior, that's the Lord Jesus Christ.
他说呢，救主啊，就是我们的主耶稣。
And before he was born.He lived up in heaven. He's God. He lived in heaven. So he was the Savior above.
在他道成肉身来到地上之前呢，他是活在天上，他是神，所以他是一个上面的救主。
And he came down. He came down at Christmas when he was first born. He came down to this world to die.
所以他在圣诞节来的时候呢，他来到这地上的目的是为了我们死在。
You and I were born to live.
我们活是为了要生活，是活命才活的。
But Jesus came down to die.
他来却是要来死的。
And the reason he did is because he loved us.
他这么做的原因是因为他爱我们。
Now the marvelous story is that all of us who believe Jesus and receive him as our Savior.We can get life.
好消息是呢，我们任何相信他并接受他成为我们救主的呢，就得着生命。
And the life that we get with him is going to be up in heaven, on high with him forever.
这样的生命是和他同在，在那天堂，在那高处永恒里的生命。
All right, that's the piece. Some of you were singing it earlier this morning.I'm just going to move this out of the way so that all can see. Some of you were singing it earlier. We sang it maybe a year or two ago, so You'll know it. We'll just sing it two or three times together. Think of those wonderful words. The Savior came to die for you and for me.
想一想这美好的圣词啊。
Instead of receiving him, they killed him.
所以这个事情故事的悲伤的一面是，耶稣来是为来救全地的人，但是呢，大家没有接受他，没有相信他，听他，反而杀了他。
So there were maybe three kinds of people in the world the day Jesus died.
所以在地上呢，在他死的那个时候呢，得有三种的人哈。
One kind of people was the people who believed him.
一种呢是相信他的人。
There were a few of those.
有一部分。
There were others who went out of their way to kill him.
还有一部分是出来要杀他的人。
And there were quite a few of those.
也有不少的一部分这样。
And the rest of them just really didn't get involved.
还有很大的一部分就干脆没有牵涉进去。
They said, well, I don't believe him.
他们说呢，我也不相信他。
They said, I don't really want to kill him right now.
我现在也不想去杀他。
But they were just, they said they were indifferent.
他们说我们是中立的。
Which ones got to go to heaven?
谁会去天堂呢？
Only those who believed him.
就那些相信他。
And received him.
接受他成为救主。
You see, the others, the ones who killed him.And the ones who didn't believe him, they were both guilty because they didn't want him to be their savior.
无论是要杀他的，还是不愿意接受他的，我们本来的罪都在，因为我们。
One more time we sing it, and then we're going to get Mike to speak to it.
好，我们再唱一遍啊，就麦克来跟我们讲到。
The Savior of all.He wonderful love came down to this world to die that all believe and Jesus receive will live with him ever on high. Savior at our Easter conference this weekend. We're having an Easter conference, and we invite you to come along to it. These brochures are at the back. He's going to be preaching along with Gary Weeks Friday and Saturday and Sunday, and we're going to just keep on learning from the Word of God, but he's going to be speaking to us right now. He's originally from England, which means he's not very good as an ESL teacher. Okay? And not only that, but he was a missionary to Ireland, and he was a missionary to New Guinea, wasn't he?
The Philippines.
All right. And latterly, he lives in the United States. So he's kind of mixed up, but he's here today in Canada. We're happy that he's with us. So, Brother Mike, you carry on.
Thank you. 那他就是我们请的两个讲员之一。
I also have preached in China and Hong Kong as well.
他也在中国和尤其香港讲过道。
And also to many Chinese people in Malaysia who are my good friends.
他在马来西亚也有认识很多的华人。
So it's good to be here. And I'd like to read a verse from the Bible. Because more important than what I say is what God says in the Bible.
So
I'm
going
to read from the book of James. And the first chapter of James.
雅各书的一章,
and verse 15.
一章的十五节, 新约雅各书一章十五节。
This is what it says. It says, then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death.
这节的经文是呢,私欲既怀了胎,就生出罪来,罪既长成,就生出死来。
And what I want us to think about is that last phrase, sin, when it is finished, brings forth death.
所以今天我们要看呢, 罪呢, 它长成了以后, 它就生出死来。
So often when we think of sin, we don't think about sin when it's finished, we think about it at the beginning.
所以当我们想到罪这个概念的时候呢, 我们不会想到罪的最终的结果, 我们常常看见的是最开始的时候。
And at the beginning, it always looks very attractive and appealing.
因为罪一开始的时候呢, 显明的状态总是 很有吸引力,还挺让我动心的。
If it wasn't attractive and appealing, it wouldn't affect us.
如果罪一开始不是有吸引力,不是让人动心, 怎么会让人影响人呢? 大家不会接受它呢?
And even the Bible acknowledges the pleasures of sin for a season.
所以我们都知道,圣经也告诉我们,罪的快乐它是存在的,一开始的时候。
So it does give pleasure, but it's always temporary, doesn't last.
它虽然有,但是这样的快乐不持久,它是短暂的。
That's why we keep going back and doing stuff over and over again.
这就为什么我们总是回去又做又做。
But I wonder, would we think differently if we thought about sin when it was finished rather than at the beginning?
今天我们要看的呢,是这个罪,它不是一开始的时候,我们要看它最终结局是怎么样的。
So I'd like to give you some illustrations of this. I'd like us to go back to the very beginning, to the Garden of Eden.
我们回到最初伊甸园的状态。
And when Satan was tempting Eve in the Garden of Eden,
当撒旦呢,在伊甸园试探夏娃的时候,
there was a tree that Adam and Eve were forbidden to eat from.
有一个树呢,亚当夏娃神说你们不能吃这上面的果子。God
says, don't eat of it, because the day that you eat of it, you will die.
神说呢,不要吃这果子,你吃的日子呢,就必定死了。But
Satan said, it looks really good.
但撒旦说呢,这看起来还挺漂亮的果子。Looks
good to eat.
挺好吃。
It'll make you wise.
也会让你更聪明。
you'll know good and evil. Your knowledge will be increased.
啊，你能够分辨善恶啊，你的知识会增长。
You'll be like God.
啊，你会像神那样。
And so it seems so appealing.
哦，这样的话呢，就特别吸引你了。
Because at the beginning, sin always looks good.
啊，因为在最初的时候呢，罪总是显明让你好像不错。
We know the rest of the story, don't we?
那我们就知道这个故事的后半部分了。
That she took the fruit, she ate it.
她吃了，拿了就吃了。
She gave it to the man, he ate it.
啊，她把这个又给了男人，像亚当，他也吃了。
So what happened in the end?
那结局怎么样呢？
They were kicked out of the Garden of Eden.
然后他们被赶出了伊甸园。
They were separated from God.
他们和神分开了。
They used to walk with God in the cool of the day, and now they were hiding from God.
他们原来是在凉风里能跟神同行的，现在他们要躲起来。
And their sin passed on to their offspring.
然后不但如此，他们的罪一代一代传给他们的后裔。
Their first little boy became a murderer.
啊，第一个出生的孩子却成了一个杀人犯。
Cain murdered Abel.
你们都记得该隐。
And so all the trouble in all the world that's happened since then, all was because sin, when it's finished, brings forth death.
从此以后，地上一切的苦难，你就都看见罪它长成了，它带来的就是苦难和死亡。
Every time you go to a funeral,
每一次你去一个葬礼的时候
，of a loved one,
可能是你心爱的人的葬礼。
And you weep at the graveside.
然后你在墓地边上你哭啊。
It's all the consequences of that sin when it's finished.
这都是罪长成以后的结果。
Now you might say, well, Adam and Eve didn't physically die that very day.
你可能会这么说，你说亚当夏娃不是在吃的那一天当场就死了。
If I was to go outside,
如果今天走出去
and see a lovely branch of a cherry blossom tree.
如果我看看有一个特别好的这个樱桃啊，一大串。
See, I really like the look of that.
我非常高兴，我看见这个樱桃树上面有。
So I get a saw and I saw off the branch.
然后我拿把锯子，把这个树的枝条锯下来。
And I take this blossom branch back home.
然后我把这一大串的有带着樱桃的树枝呢带回家。
It still would look beautiful.
但这个看上去还是会很漂亮，对不对？
But it's been cut off from its life source.
但是你会知道呢，它已经从它的本树上被砍下来了。
And eventually it's going to wither and die.
但是随着时间的推移，这些它一定会慢慢枯萎死亡的。
And the day that Adam and Eve sinned, they were cut off from their life source. God is the life giver.
亚当夏娃吃的那一天也是一样，它就像锯子一样把他们和神隔开了。神是呢给生命的主。
And the process of death began to be set in.
那死亡的律就开始发生作用。
Sin when it's finished brings forth death.
所以罪既长成，它就一定会带来死亡。
And in the book of Genesis in chapter 5,
在创世纪的五章
there's what we call a genealogy.
我们都知道有一个家谱吧。
And you look at that genealogy, and it says this about every person in that genealogy.
然后你会看见的每一个人呢，在上面这个家谱它这么写。
And he died.
他最后总是会写一句，他就死了。
Because sin, when it's finished, brings forth death.
因为罪，当它长成的时候，就一定带来死亡。
I want to think about another illustration.
我们再看一个解释。
There was a very famous king of Israel called David.
有一个很著名的以色列的王，他的名字叫大卫。
And usually he was going to war to fight against Israel's enemies like the Philistines and all the different groups.
那他经常呢带着以色列人去和以色列人仇敌征战，比如说非利士人。
But one time he decided he'd stay home.
有一天呢，他就决定他不去了，他待在家里。
And he was sunbathing on the top of the roof of his house.
然后呢，他就在他的这个皇宫的房顶上在那晒太阳。
And he saw a very beautiful woman.
他就看见一个非常美貌的妇人
，very beautiful，
非常美貌。
And because he was the king, he said, "You come over to my house for a cup of tea."
因为他是王嘛，他就说，哎，那就把这个妇人邀请到我皇宫来喝杯茶吧。
Hey, the king asks you to come for a cup of tea, you come.
如果王让你去喝杯茶，你肯定会去的。
And it tells us that he lay with her.
但是呢，他却与她同房了。
But the problem was that woman wasn't his wife.
问题是这个妇人不是他的妻子。
Somebody else's wife.
是别人的妻子。
And she got pregnant.
她不但如此呢，夫人还怀孕了。
So he brought her husband home from the battlefield and said, "Go home and see your wife." But he wouldn't because he wanted to be loyal to his soldiers.
那现在呢，王就想了个方法，就把这个妇人的丈夫从战场叫回来，说你回来吧，他想掩盖，让他回家和妇人同房。但问题是呢，这个战士他非常忠于他的下属啊，他回来耶路撒冷以后，他就不回家。
So David had him killed.
所以大卫想了个办法，把他给杀了。
One sin leads to another sin.
一个罪带来另一个罪。
And then, as a result of that, the baby died.
因为这样的结果呢，他们的孩子也死了。
And then several of David's own sons died, Amnon and Absalom.
大卫的其他的一些孩子也死了，比如说亚沙龙，比如说暗嫩。
David temporarily lost the kingdom to Absalom.
甚至大卫很短暂的时间王位也丢失了，因为亚沙龙造反了。
He lost respect to the people.
他也失掉了人们对他的尊敬。
He lost his closeness with God.
他和神的那个紧密的关系也丢失了。
And you might ask David the question if you were to interview him.
如果你今天要采访一下大卫，你可能会问他个问题。
Was it worth it, David?
值得吗，大卫？这么值得吗？
Yeah, was that temporary pleasure? Was it really worth it?
这短暂的一个快乐值得吗？
Because sin, when it's finished, brings forth death.
因为罪长成了，就带来死。
I want to show you one other illustration.
我要再给你们讲一个故事。
And it's a very fitting illustration.
这是一个非常合适的。
I'd like you to go to a place called Calvary.
我们回到一个地方叫加略山。
And I'd like you to look at somebody hanging in the middle cross.
我要让大家看一个人，他站在，他被钉在十字架。
I want you to see him there, battered and bruised and bleeding.
他在那呢是浑身被鞭伤了，然后一直在流血。
I want you to hear his cry from the cross, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?"
他在十字架上大声的向神呼喊，说，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
And then I want you to watch it as he dies.
我们看着他，他在死。
See, sin, when it's finished, brings forth death.
因为罪既长成，就带来死亡。
But you say to me, well, Jesus never sinned.
那你会说呢？这个人钉在十字架上，耶稣他没有犯过罪啊。
And you'd be right. He never did.
对，你是对的。他从来没犯过罪。
Even the people closest to him admitted that.
即使呢最近跟他最近的人都承认这一点。
Peter, who was with him for most of the 3.5 years,
那彼得呢，在绝大部分的三年半里都跟主很近。
Of Jesus' ministry,
在耶稣的传道的时间里
，said neither was there any guile or deceit found in his mouth.
所以他说呢，在耶稣嘴里没有任何的诡诈和欺骗。
Usually that's what gives us away, isn't it? Our speech shows us up for liars or whatever.
常常呢，我们犯罪是嘴犯罪是最容易的，因为我们常会。
He said, "I never heard him say anything wrong."
但彼得说我没有听见任何诡诈的话在他里面。
And even the enemies, Jesus said the same thing.
耶稣的敌人也同样这么认为。
Roman government, I can find no fault in him.
罗马。政府说，我们也找不出、查不出有任何的恶在他身上。
He even said to his enemies, "Which of you can convince me of sin?" And they said nothing; they were silent.
当耶稣问他所有的敌人，你们哪一个能够查出我的罪与不义来？没有人能回答。
So the question would be, "Well, and why was he dying?"
那问题就是呢，为什么他要死呢
？If sin, when it's finished, brings forth death,
那如果罪长成带来死
，and he never died.I mean, he never sinned.
那他从来没有犯过罪。
So why did he die?
那他为什么要死呢？
Well, I'm glad you asked.
很好，大家都能够问这个问题了。
The reason he died was not because of any sin in him.
他死不是因为任何他自己的罪。
But when Jesus was on the cross, the Bible tells us that he that knew no sin was made to be sin for us.That we might be made the righteousness of God in Him.
因为圣经说呢，当他在十字架上的时候，那一位不知罪的、不犯罪的，却为我们成为罪，以至于我们能够免于罪的死亡审判。
And so the picture is that all your sin and my sin was placed on Jesus, and he took the penalty that should have been ours.
所以这样的图景就是他的死是我们的罪，你的我的放在他身上，他来承担我们当承担的那样的刑罚。
Sin when it's finished brings forth death.
罪既长成了，它会生出死来。
And so we see that in the Lord Jesus. Now I want to go back to James chapter 1.
好，我们回到耶稣雅各书的一章。
And verse 16.
十六节。
He says, "Do not err, my beloved brethren."
他说，我亲爱的弟兄们，不要看错了。
In other words, get this right, understand this.
但是他的意思要强调，要看对了啊，要理解这句话。
And I think what he wants them to understand is two things. The first thing is sin when it's finished brings forth death. Don't ever forget that. Keep that in your mind.
那他要我们理解是两件事。第一就是千万不要忘了，罪既长成就生出死来，这句话一定要记在脑子里。
Next time you attempted to sin, think about it.
下一次你
think about sin when it's finished.
下次你受罪的试探的时候，你要想，罪是会生出死来的。
Here's a man, and he's working with a very beautiful woman, but he's married.
就像大卫王啊，他和这个一个美貌的妇人啊，但是他已经是已婚的。
To somebody else, not to her.
Yeah, 是和其他人结婚了，不是跟这个人。
And yet he finds it very attractive, and so he follows his desires and pursues this other woman.
但他发现这个妇人很美貌，他就跟随自己的欲念，就犯罪了。
Just think of the heartache that's going to result as pursuing this, all the sorrow and sadness that this will bring.
就你要想一想，不是当时的这个欲念，而是这之后会带来一切的忧伤、伤心，以至于死。
So sin when it's finished brings forth death.
因为罪当它生成就会生出死。
Get this right. Understand this.
要记住这一点。
And then he says, verse 17.
然后十七节是他要记住的第二点。
And this is where the good news comes in.
就是好消息来的地方。
Every good and perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning.
各样美善的恩赐和各样全备的赏赐是从上头来的，从众光之父那里降下来的，在他并没有改变，也没有转动的影。
So into this world of sin and death,
在这个世界啊，有罪和死。
God now gives a perfect gift.
现在神呢，要给我们一个完美的礼物。
What is that perfect gift?
什么是这礼物呢？完美的。
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
That whosoever believes on him should not perish but have everlasting life.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
So into a world of death comes somebody who says, I am the life.
在一个死亡的世界里，来了一个人说，我是生命。
Into a world of sin comes someone who is without sin.
在一个充满罪的世界里来了一个人，他没有罪。
And he comes as a great gift from God to the world.
他是以一个什么形态来的？是神给世界最大的礼物的形态。
And he comes to deal with the sin problem.
因为他来是要解决罪的。
To come to die on the cross to pay the penalty of sin in his own body on that tree.
他要死在这十架上来付上罪的后果，一切的代价。
So that whoever believes on him.
这样的话，一切信他的
would not perish, would not eternally die, be separated from God forever.
就不再死亡，不再永恒里与神分隔。
But instead of death, would have everlasting life.
相反，不是死，他会得到永生。
In the Bible, there's another story about a stick. But can I borrow your stick a moment?
圣经里也讲过另外的场合，一个棍子啊。
Aaron had a stick. It was made of wood.
亚伦是有一个祭司亚伦。
Remember that story? Aaron, the high priest, had a rod, and so he put this rod, laid it down before the Lord, and it didn't have any buds or blossoms because it had been dead a long time.
那亚伦呢？曾经呢，把这个杖呢放在神面前啊，那 这个帐呢已经是一个木头很久了，所以上面不可能有花有芽都不有。
And there were sticks from the other 11 tribes of Israel as well, and they were all laying there.
那其他的十一个以色列的支派的族长，他们也把自己的帐呢也放在神面前，都是十二根棍子。
And then this stick that was dead suddenly came to life.
但是亚伦的那一根呢，虽然也是一个死的木头了，
却发芽了。There were buds in it and blossoms.
它不但发芽了，还开花了。
Because remember Jesus died, but on the third day, what happened?
你要记得耶稣死了，但第三天什么事发生了
？Life, he came alive, right?
他复活了，他复活了。
Into a world of death.
来到了一个充满死的世界。
The life of the Lord Jesus.
这是从神而来的生命。
Risen from the dead.
从死里复活了。
And you, in the midst of death, can experience new life today.
那今天我们生活在死亡中的人可以接受新的生命
through Christ,
借着耶稣基督。
But you must receive the gift.
但前提你必须接受这礼物啊。
You see, God gave a wonderful gift.
那神给了一个很美好的礼物。
But a gift has to be received.
但礼物总是需要被接受才有用。
You can't work for a gift because it wouldn't be a gift; it would be payment.
那礼物就是不需要为此付出劳动的，那它是个免费的。
You just have to receive it freely.
但前提你必须接受它，不接受它就不是你。
Have you ever received it? Received the gift of eternal life through Christ the Lord?
你有没有在耶稣基督那接受这永恒的礼物呢
？Long time ago, back in 1981, before some of you were born.
那很久以前，在1981年哈，不知道在座的是不是都出生了那个时候。
I, as a very sinful man, who had a lot of bad things in my life.
那我那时候是一个非常败坏的人，我的生命里有很多糟糕的事。
Knelt down at the side of my bed and thanked Jesus Christ for dying for me.
那一天呢，我跪在我的床前，谢谢耶稣基督为我为我受难。
Received him as my savior.
那我接受他成为我的救主。
And I got a brand new life.
自此我就得着了一个新的生命。
Instead of distance from God, I was brought near to God and enjoyed intimacy with God and friendship with God.
相反，不是离神越来越远，我回到神的身边，和他有紧密的爱的朋友的关系。
Instead of a wasted life on drink and carrying on and all this kind of stuff, a joyful life.
那不是一个酗酒。或者败坏的生活一直下去，我开始了一个新的生活。
Because sin is very expensive.
因为罪的代价实在是太大。
And sin is very messy.
罪也是很混乱的带给人。
And new life is very precious.
新的生命是非常宝贵的。
So I want to recommend to you my Savior this morning.
所以今天早晨呢，我要向你推荐我的救主。
Because the alternative is death.
因为这条路的反面就是死亡。
Sin when it's finished brings forth death.
因为罪既长成，一定会带来死。
And everybody in this room is a sinner.
因为在座的我们每一位都是罪。
And everybody in this room is separated from God unless they receive the gift of God.
因为我们在罪中一定是和神隔开的，除非我们接受基督成为救主，我们就与神和好。
So it is.Get this right, my beloved. Every good and perfect gift. I can't think of a more perfect gift than the Lord Jesus.
所以他说不要看错了，各样美善的恩赐和全备的赏赐，我们找不到比耶稣基督的救恩更美好。
Comes from above.
从天上来的。
Came down from the Father of lights.
从众光之父那里降下来。
But that gift must be received.
这样的礼物总是需要被接受才能有。
To as many.As received him, gave he the right to be the sons of God.
对于一切信他的，他就给他们神儿子的名分。
If you've never received him, I would encourage you to do it today.
如果你还没有接受他成为你的救主，真的建议你今天可以接受。
You will never be sorry.
你不会为此感到遗憾。
That you accepted Christ as your Savior.
你接受基督成为救主，永不会遗憾。
Thank you so much for listening.
谢谢大家的时间。
So we just pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, we would just ask if there's one that has never ever received the gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ, that today would be the day that they accept Him as their Savior.
主啊，我们盼望今天有一位那从来没有接受基督成为他救主的，可以说我愿意接受他成为我个人的救主。
And those of us that already believe on Him, help us to realize that sin, when it's finished, brings forth death.
对于我们已经接受的人来说，求您让我们明白，哦，罪即长成，一定会生出死。
And never forget it when we look at sin as it looks so attractive at the beginning, to remember its end.
当我们一眼看见罪最初的时候，让我们永远想起这话，不再犯罪。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Thank you, Mike.